staring down into the toilet, one hand holding my hair and the other one in my mouth, debating if I should do it or not. Thinking back to last week and how I emotionlessly looked at my mom as she was wiping her tears, saying, "Why are you doing this to yourself? You need to stop doing this. You're going to get sick. When you're in the bathroom, leave it unlocked. Is this the reason you've been throwing up lately? I just thought you might be pregnant. How often do you even do this? Please stop." "I don't know," I replied. In the morning, I'd brush my teeth and leave the water running. When I came home from school after my first meal of the day, I warned the boys not to use the bathroom because I had to use it. After dinner, before I took a shower, while the water was running, when I snuck downstairs in the middle of the night and ate a snack, then visit after. I would look in the mirror and pull and tuck. I was never satisfied. You name it, I tried it. I worked out every single fucking day, twice a day, and never worked fast enough. Oh, I was even on that no junk food diet and the only 2,000 calories. It came to a point that I'd only eat about 800 a day. Nothing ever worked. I had given up and ordered a small pizza. I ate a whole half of the box in my room. I had regretted it as soon as I'd done it. Tears running down my face, I ran downstairs into the bathroom and began to brush my teeth. I had pushed too hard and went too deep and hit my uvula. I ran here, got on my knees, and let it out. That was the first time I discovered it. Next time and every day after that, I'd do it on purpose. And it made me feel like everything I ate just washed away and everything that happened would go away. Every day I had to go to school and they snicker and laugh and make jokes touching the fat on my arms and my stomach. I wouldn't eat lunch because I wasn't hungry. I didn't have an appetite. The bathroom became my sanctuary. The things I did in there was a secret and neither of us would tell. I'd eat as much as I could, as fast as I could, then go upstairs, run the water, play some music. Sometimes both. Get on my knees and find comfort in the porcelain throne. After a while, I stopped using the back of my toothbrush to do it. My index finger was good enough. This went on for a year or so. I don't even think there was a meal that I kept down. I haven't done it in a week now, but I just feel really shitty. It's Thanksgiving, and I definitely ate too much. And here I am now, on my knees, hair tied, slung over the toilet, debating on pushing my finger to the back of my throat. I heard a knock on the door. I got up because this is going to be the last time that I'm visiting.